whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
A special welcome to all Rock Antenna listeners. Yeah, I'm here with Jacoby Shaddix. Thank you that you are here and that you spend time with me. So, how are things going at the moment?
Things are really good. We've been off the road for a little while and been able to recharge and recuperate. And I think that's important. You know, we've been doing this for so many years to be able to pause. But then within that pause, we've been in the studio writing a bunch of new music. And so, you know, just maintaining this creative flow for so many years. And really, honestly, like the music the band is making feels very inspired. And it's good. Plus, it's like, you know, it's the holiday season too. So a nice, you know, we're going to have a nice time over here at the Shaddix house. And we like to celebrate the holidays. We're going out actually tonight. Me and my drummer, our families are getting together. And we're going to go, there's these streets called the Fabulous 40s. And we're going to go look at Christmas lights, you know, so all the houses are all lit up and cool, you know. So we're going to do a little bit of that holiday fun together.
Sounds really nice. Yeah. Okay. You already talked about that you're writing new music. Can we look forward for a new album maybe next year?
Oh, definitely. I mean, at some point next year, there will be a new record. Probably not, or it won't be till the end of the year at the soonest. But we're really proud of the stuff that we've done. And, you know, I think the fans will be surprised. The fans that are coming to the shows are going to be surprised at what we're doing too. And so it's going to be a good time. And I don't know, man, it's as we evolve the music and push things forward, you never know like what's going to happen in the studio. And I got to tell you, what happened in the studio this time around has been just exciting. And I think it comes from, you know, we've had a really good run with our album Ego Trip. And a lot of successes, especially here in America as well as Germany. We've had some great successes on that record. And it's just been one of those records that our fan base has been really excited about. And so we're taking that momentum and going back into the studio and creating again. It's been a really good feeling.
Can you tell us a funny story that happens during the making of your new songs or the writing process?
Oh, man, a funny story. Well, I don't necessarily know if I have any funny stories yet. I think the funny stories come at the end of the record when we get Tony into the studio and get him on drums, because he's such a character, man. He's such a fun guy to be around and such a like lighthearted, goofy dude. But there hasn't really honestly been too many shenanigans so far making this one. And it's different, you know, like usually we go and make records and it's like we'll stay together for 8 weeks and write music every day, where this time we'd fly down to LA, we'd work for a week, then fly home and then kind of reflect upon the music and you know, see where we're headed and see how we could change and fix things. And then we fly back down to LA, we do a bunch of writing and be there for a week and then come back home. And it's been a bit of a juggle too, because in America, we went out and performed acoustic a lot throughout this year, promoting our song Leave a Light On, which has been going great for us. And so it's a lot of juggling, you know. It's a little bit different this time, but I think that it makes for a good experience, but I do kind of miss that, you know, all in a house together for 2 months. And just, that's when the shenanigans come into play. I'll tell you though, the shenanigans are going to be on high when we get back out on tour. I'll tell you that for sure.
So you also talked about that you will come to Germany, but before you will come to Munich because you do a pop quiz with us.
Yes. We're coming to host the pop quiz, which is going to be great. That's going to be a fun time. That'll be part of the tour too. So we'll be all fresh and ready to go. We haven't been really out on the road and hadn't been, you know, just mingling with the fans. So I think it's going to be fun to connect with the fans again. It's been a while, and you know, Munich is a good town too. I really like that city.
Yeah, that's true. But have you ever done a pub quiz by yourself? And are you good at quizzing?
Well, it just depends on the questions. I have done a bunch of pub quizzes. And, you know, it just depends on what the questions are about. You know, if they're science-based, I might be like, huh? You know, but maybe pop culture, music and entertainment, that's my passion.
Yeah, then you will probably be good because I think it will all just be about music. So I don't know. But do you have like, is there, if you look to all of your band members, is there, yeah, some special genre or where you like some of you know better or like you are more metal or I don't know.
Oh, when it comes to the music, Tony is very like knowledgeable in the punk rock and in the early metal spaces. Jerry is, I think, more versed in like the 90s and 2000s. 90s industrial, I guess would say like, I wouldn't say emo music, but I would say like, I guess, early emo music. That's true. You know, the scene, that was a whole thing he was into, as well as myself. And hip hop too. Jerry and I and Tobin, we all love hip hop music. I mean, Tobin is all over the board. He knows pop music, you know, 80s pop music, 90s pop music, 90s, 80s rock. I'm like 80s rock. I know all that. 70s rock, 60s rock. That's my wheelhouse, as well as punk rock and hardcore. Like we all love such a broad dynamic range of music. And I think, you know, who knows though, I might totally bomb, you know,
but you have a great variety.
I've been doing this thing. I have an 11-year-old son, his name's Brixton, and he likes to do on YouTube. You can go in and do these like quiz. It's like a kind of musical quiz. And that he, you know, I'll do them on 2000s music and I'm killing it. You know, 90s music, totally killing it. 80s, killing it. And then he put it on 2000 and in like current music. And I was just like, what the heck is this? And what is this? This is the music that's outside of the rock genre. So, you know, I'm just kind of like, I've lost touch with what's popular in pop culture as far as pop music. I'm like, huh? No, I guess it's just not my thing, which is just fine. I'm a freaking rocker.
But I'm also bad at the music that is coming right now because instead of rock music, I don't know anything. So
same here, right there. I'm with you.
Okay. So right after your pop quiz, you will go on tour. What can we look forward to?
I'd say this is going to be the most intense, impactful Papa Roach show to date. We've been working tirelessly on building what we think is going to be the greatest Papa Roach show we've ever had. And it comes from, you know, the production of the show to the song choices, to the reimaginations, to the set and to the flow and the peaks and the valleys of the show. And it's a journey through all the years. And you know, we're going to celebrate 25 years of our first album in Fest. And, you know, we're pulling like, I think like 6 or 7 songs out for that. And I don't want to play the full record. You know, I feel like we have such a broad dynamic in our catalog that, you know, we owe it to the fans to take them on that journey through the years. But we know that, you know, that's why I got this plaque here. This is the Infest plaque. That's like a very important piece right there for us and to our fans. It was the early identity of the band, and I hold it in high regard, and I still love playing a handful of those songs live, and I'm really proud of what we did with that record. And you know, I know we didn't like change musical landscape with the album, but it was an impactful record that really spoke to the youth and of that time, and continues to. Which is really cool.
So do you also celebrate your 25th anniversary as a band? Because, yeah, you go on tour and celebrate it there. But do you also do that when you have like an album anniversary?
Yeah, I mean, social media has been a great way for us to celebrate, you know, those landmarks and those milestones. Also, we've done performances. You know, we popped up in London, and I think it was like the 15th anniversary of Infest. We were playing at the Roundhouse, and we didn't tell anybody, and we did two nights there. And the first night we did Infest in its entirety. And, you know, we didn't announce it to the fans, but we wanted to do something special. And I think that those moments make it special, and where it's not like, oh, we're going to tell the fans everything we're going to do and you're going to know exactly what we're up to. It's like, there's got to be an element of surprise, I think, to what we do as well, because I think it just makes it more exciting.
But did you kind of, expect the success Infest gained?
No, honestly, it was very, because we had been turned down by all the record labels in the business. We had a demo deal as well with Warner Brothers, and we recorded a Last Resort, Broken Home, Between Angels and Insects, She Loves Me Not, and Dead Cell. We recorded those five songs, and they were just like, we don't hear it. We're going to pass. And that was quite defeating. We were like, man, I guess like we'll just put it out independently and we'll continue to build and grow. And then DreamWorks came around and picked us up, and we went in and finished the album. And we expected to just go on tour and continue to build and grow. And maybe if we're lucky, get into a tour bus and, you know, be able to go travel the world. Well, we released our first single, Last Resort, and it was a rocket ship to the top. And that was totally unexpected, but absolutely welcome. I'm like, let's go. This is freaking cool. Like, I'm so excited to be on this ride. And it was everything I did not expect and some. There was good stuff, good things that happened in my life, and there were terrible things that happened in my life. You know, I had a great time out there. I made a lot of friends, but then I also had some struggles personally in dealing with fame. And, you know, it can tear people apart. You know, it can break bands up, the pressure of it. And the lifestyle, you know, the party lifestyle can just, it can destroy people. It can destroy relationships. And, it started to do that with me, you know? So there was this like such an amazing time, but then also like so much like personal struggle. It was wild. And that's life though, too. You know, it's like, I think that's how you learn. And I learned on stage and had my successes and failures in front of people, you know?
Yeah, I think that's most of the time the case when you have like that rocket start with your career. So, but we talked about funny stories for the new album, but do you remember any funny story during Infest?
Oh man, it's endless. I remember we were playing a show, and this is in DC, and it is just 50,000 people, just big old concert. And we're rocking, having a great time. And I look down in the front and I see this woman, and she has her little baby, and she's holding her baby up like this, looking at the stage the whole show. And I'm like, halfway through, I'm like, what's up? Like, I see you brought your baby to the show. And she's like, will you sign my baby? Will you sign my baby? And I'm like, I mean, and people are crowd surfing, and it was just like, it was chaos. I'm like, we need to get this lady over here with her kid. I signed the little shirt, you know, went down there, signed the baby. And we carried on with the show, but that was like a kind of a strange, goofy moment. And then I remember, I did an interview for, I can't remember, maybe it was MTV or one of the music channels down in Mexico. And I was so hungover. I was so drunk from the night before that I was just like, I'm not doing the interview. And my team was like, yes, you are. You're doing the interview. And I was like, well, then bring them to my room. And so they came to my room, and I'm just still in bed, and they come in and interview me while I'm laying in the bed hungover, and I was just like, oh my gosh, just some of that goofy shit, you know? I mean, I could keep going. Yeah, but, you know, some of those stories are just too wild for the, for an interview.
Do you also remember what inspired you to infest? Kind of, yeah,
I think
music.
I think it was, we always had a, when we made albums, made records prior to having Infest, we named our records something that we wanted to achieve. And so our first piece of music we released, or sorry, second piece of music we released, was called, the album was called Old Friends from Young Years. And so that was our goal. Through this music, we wanted to be old friends from young years. Now here I am, 30 years later, after we started the band, because we started the band back in 97. I got married in 97. We started the band in 1993, you know, and here we are 30 years later, and we're still all friends from those early days, you know. And then we released an EP called Let Them Know. And that was our whole thing. Like, we got to let the fans know. We got to let them know who we are. And then Infest, that was the goal. We were like, we wanted to infest the world with our music. And so, you know, hence, that's what we did. And so that's why we named our new tour Rise of the Roach, because it feels like it's happening again. There's a rise in Papa Roach's career again. And we're like, all right, let's name the tour Rise of the Roach, and maybe that's what will happen. And we're selling out shows. You know what I mean? And so it's like, I'm very intentional about the message that I'm putting out and the words that I speak, because I believe words are very powerful. They can move nations. They can inspire people. They can bring hope, and they can destroy. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm very cautious about how I use my words over the last, I'd say, few years of my life. It's been more and more important to me about what type of message I want to give to the people. You know, how do I want to inspire, not only inspire myself, but also inspire the fans? How do I, you know, what story am I trying to tell? I want to bring some hope.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, I have two more questions that are a bit more spicy, I would say. So if you don't want to answer them, you don't have to, right?
Okay.
Okay, because, yeah, you know what's going on, I think, with Ronnie Radke at the moment. So falling in reverse covered your song Last Resort. And I think you know him personally, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah, he receives like a shitstorm at the moment. And do you think that's reasonable, or what do you think about that?
Why is he receiving a shitstorm right now?
Okay. So you don't know it. It was because he canceled shows in Vienna.
Oh. I mean, that's right. That's what happens when you cancel shows. You know what I'm saying? It's like the fans are disappointed. The fans are bummed out, you know? But sometimes it's like, I've had to cancel shows. I had to cancel a whole tour straight up. I was like, I came out on tour and I felt so bad. It was such a terrible moment. It was just like, it's hard, you know? Ooh, is that somebody's here? Or maybe it's my cat. Yeah, but I felt so terrible, you know, and canceling shows is no fun, and the fans are disappointed, and you know, it's like some things are out of our control. I don't know exactly why he canceled. I didn't know. I gotta tell you, sometimes I'm busy being, you know, making records and doing my thing. But I will say that I'm super grateful and stoked about what he did with Last Resort and the cover with that, because it's a powerful one. And I think the way that he reimagined the song it just was cool. It really cut to like the emotion of the lyric, you know?
Yeah, I think it was also the way he canceled it. That was not like the best one, I would say, but...
Yeah, I don't know how he did it. Not my problem. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah. Dude, live and learn, because, you know, it's like sometimes it's like, you know, I made decisions where people were pissed at me and didn't hold me in high regard, and I had to suffer the consequences of that. And that kind of is what it is. But, you know, it's not my deal. So,
yeah. So, and the other question is, Christmas is coming soon. You already told us that you also plan something for Christmas. But Christmas is also like a lot about partying and a lot about drinking. And as soon as you have your recovering addict, is it more difficult for you during the holidays than usually?
I think when I first tried to get sober years ago, it was difficult because I just didn't, it was hard, you know, to be around people that were partying, and I couldn't, you know, I felt like I couldn't. And there came a point in my life where I tried to party again. And every time I tried to party again, I just always like nosedive into just dark depression and just pain. And just, I hated myself. And it just became, I came to a point where I finally realized this was 13 years ago. I was like, I'm done. I can't do this no more. And once I made that decision and then stayed sober for a while, now it's almost like 13 years for me. Next year will be 13 in February. And I haven't had a sip of alcohol. And that's been like one of the best decisions of my life. And so now I go to the party and have a blast, you know, and I wake up the next day and I feel good. I don't feel like trash. And plus I'm too old for that shit now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I have my time to go party. I did it, and I did it good, really good, almost too good. But you know, I had to hang it up and move on. And my life is just, I will say my life is so much better. And if there's anybody out there watching this or hearing what I'm saying, like, and they're struggling, you know, it's possible. You could put it down. You can recover. You can have a new life and a new purpose and a new understanding, a new mind, a new heart, a new soul, a new experience, because that's what's happened to me. That's what I've been able to experience in my life. And that's, to me, that's hopeful, you know, because the other route, it's just hopeless, you know, especially for people that are true, like, addicts or alcoholics. It's like, you just feel trapped. You just feel lost, trapped, and broken. And God, that's no way to live.
Yeah. Thank you that you were so open with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's important for me to share my experience and my strength and my hope, you know, because this rock and roll business, right? I watched friends die from this shit. I've watched bands break up from this stuff. I've watched families fall apart. You know what I mean? And that's not how I'm trying to live, you know? And I'm here to break the cycle, because in my family, my biological father and everybody before him, it's just alcoholism just runs rampant. And so this is me breaking that cycle. And yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I can be proud of you, I would say.
Get it.
Okay, then thank you so much for your time. Merry Christmas, of course. And
hey, Merry Christmas to you, too.
And we will see you soon. I'm really excited.
At the pop quiz.
Yeah, I'm there as well. So, really nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.